singanga mkulu ananga tipase vonse ventinga fune singanga mkulu anga yaka mapempero yatu yanga nkale pempero yosiana ngangale pempero yantinga ono tini ovuta singanga mkulu alipali ife. Amen. Number
Amen.
you know, Father God Almighty, we appreciate God for giving us this opportunity. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your mercies. We pray that you are Lord, thank you for giving us this opportunity. Once again, Jehovah God, to be loved by our Father and our God, and to pray that all from of life, God Almighty, once again, we are here, Father. We are here, Father, Jehovah Christ. Let us stand and to walk before you. And pray to Heavenly Father, Jehovah Christ. Want to pray that, Father, we are here.
God is good. God is good. And all the time. Mulungu akudaliseni. Nakondwela kuona makwerere.
Amen.
Papita ndawe. Mulungu akudaliseni, brother makwerere. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Tamikira. God bless you. Ngati pale walendo monse ndimola ndilidwa. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Wa brother Stephen mulipo? Wa brother Samson vali kuti? Okay, all right. Mulungu awadalise nawo tiwafakize mapempero. Amen.
Amen.
Nonda ni wakamba misonkano yaso ipitilize.
Amen. I'm saying we should continue in such.
Manje se bakulu sakatifu na
Musaka we want.
Mu December namwe mkabwere kuti.
Amen.
December you should also visit us.
Kodi nchoteka hicho?
Amen.
Ikabwere basi namwe mkasonkane nase kuti.
Amen.
Amen. Chifuko wa misonga noya soo ni zambiri za mene tipunzira.
In such meetings we learn a lot.
Ine na punzira zambiri.
Personally I have learned a lot.
Amen.
Amen.
Elo cha mene chidali sa maningi nchakuti ngati mau ya choke la kuli.
The main blessing is that when the word is coming from
Mulaliko zoze dua.
A preacher man who is anointed.
Not kuzoze dua chape pakama.
Not just being anointed by the word, but just by his.
Kumakuti kuona umoyo nuoyela.
But you see the life is living a holy life.
Chitanta uzakuti uyuvamena lalikira avikonka ni chisanzo kuli isenase.
It means that what is preaching he follows it and that's an example to us.
So wabusa veremu waku Zimbabwe sile lopamene taya mbakubambi vila kulalikira.
So wabusa veremu from Zimbabwe is not today when you started hearing him.
Iset namba kudala kubambela.
We started hearing from him a long time ago.
Tuka kuma 2003 chako chiku.
Just as far as 2003.
Kuma nalero.
But even today.
Wakalugwili lila cheo.
Amen.
Icho ni daliso.
That is a blessing.
Ngati pakati pafe tina alaliki. Wamene wankala mumau ya mene walaliki.
In our midst we have got people who are in the word of God.
Noti lero ni kulalikile ni mairu tilipanjuga pamozi but.
Not that where I preach to you today, then tomorrow we are playing cards, gambling together.
Koma nikao na mulaliki, achita za mena alalikila, ni daliso yo.
When I see a preacher man who does the things he talks about, that's a blessing.
Kodi, ninga kupase ni chintu, chamine sinili bene.
Can I give you a thing which I don't have myself?
Ninga kupase ni chabe chintu, chamine chidi, chamine nili natu, suma men.
I what I have.
So, ngati nukuzani kutinkale mchiero.
If I say, let's be holy.
Chiero hicho chioneke moyo wanja.
Che
Kristu siku kamba kuti ndi za Kristu ise.
Christianity is not just saying we are Christians.
Zinchito zathu zizaoneka.
Should be showing.
So na mau ya mine timvera pano.
Even the word we are hearing here.
Uno munzi.
This village.
Ukauna moyo wanu kuti kwa mawaja.
When it is your life to save those people.
Vanatembe nukazoane.
They are really saved.
Pamene wana mboenda kuchechu kuja tuwa na nyari. Munduina akabwera malo muno.
When another person comes here,
abwele chifukwa aona kusintidwa kwa umoyo wa.
They should come because they've seen your life being changed.
Akaona chikondi cha Yesu Kristo.
When they see the love of Jesus Christ.
Akaona mau ya Mulungu yaonekera mu moyo wa.
When they see the word of God in your life.
Mamu wana chikotu, imitira brother.
Have you seen?
Munaimbe na testimony yao. Suma
you, know you know his testimony.
Swana bwele kuti wambo kumana na isepano.
He didn't come here to be meeting with us, no.
Utenga unawa gwila nishivali busy na mablock.
Amen. The word got him when he was busy with bricks.
Kumanga nyumba ino.
When he was building this church.
After Mulungu awagwila mumtima.
When God touched his heart.
Awe, taona njara ya Mulungu.
We saw the hand of God.
Amen.
Sometimes kulusaka watu zawe nifuna kufunza. Sometimes I'm about to end the fasting.
Sometimes it says, I want to go for fasting.
So mau ya Mulungu yankalangati moto mumtima mwao.
The word of God is like fire in his heart.
Pali ponse pamene wankala wafuna waoze wina, pacheo, chamene wana landira.
He wants to tell others the word that he received.
The other time wakula talk time, wala likira banja yao, pafoni manje.
The other time he bought air time on the phone and he was preaching to the family on the phone.
Kuchita explain baptism in Jesus' name, kuli makolo wao.
Explaining baptism in the name of Jesus to his parents.
Ngati Mulungu akugwira mtima zoona.
If God has truly touched your heart,
chizaoneka mumoyo wako.
We'll see it in your life.
mutima wako usankara na chilaka chijata kuti
your heart will have that desire
ni uzeko wina
say let me tell someone
kuti niende mfasting kuti nipempere
for me to go in fasting and pray
uko ndiye kutembenuka
that is being said
kutembenuka si kuti ine nina uniform ine ninaisebenzera maningi uniform
me I've got a uniform I worked for that uniform
uniform ilipe pindu
the uniform has no meaning
uniform yakuti muchapa na boom
a uniform which you wash with boom detergent paste
lero ilipo ino mairo yangambika
today it's alright tomorrow it's done and worn out
ati chikristo
and then you call that Christianity
mukaendo mwalira mukayese kuitenga ja uniform kuri Yesu Kristo asaka mbananga ichinjichane
when you die you should take that uniform to the Lord Jesus Christ who asks you what is the
size iba Yesu Kristo uniform yapa ziko
Jesus Christ doesn't know the uniform
uniform yamena ziba Yesu Kristo
the uniform Jesus knows
ni umoyo osintidwa wamene ukonde wamene ukonka mawu ya Mungu
that follows the will of God
ndiye uniform
that's the uniform
ndiye uniform elo iyo uniform kulipe ati
uniform and that kind of uniform
kulipe ati mulime munda
uko nothing like you have to do it maybe some piece work
kuti nikupasa ni uniform
so that I give you a uniform
what you boss about
that's a lie
kushito isebenza uniform yambi Yesu Kristo
for a uniform for the Lord Jesus Christ
uniform yambi ya Yesu Kristo
the uniform for the Lord Jesus
Christ wa Yesu Kristo anaisebenzera kudala
the Lord Jesus Christ already worked for that uniform
imwe mufane kachabe kukhulupirira nakuyira
ndira the only thing you have to do is just to believe that's all
ndisamene tabwelera kumalo kona
that is what we are here for
tabwelera mao
we came for the word
pali betili chonze
there's nothing else
wabusa wachoka ku Zimbabwe kutalika
the pastor came from Zimbabwe very far
kuti tabeti songane nao kuno kwacha
for us to have fellowship here
sichikonda cha Yesu Kristo
is not the love of the Lord Jesus Christ
amen
amen
nikukonda mao ya Mulungu ndeya tibweleza pa
that is the word of the Lord that is what has brought us here
sindalama
it's not mine
si chakudia
it's not food
kama ni mao ya mbi ya Yesu Kristo
amen
amen so tikaona mtu wina ni womangika
when we see a person is a slave
taona kuti satana mmanga
we we've seen that the devil is holding that person
amanga mboza akapenda mzoshita chita
he's been tied up in lies and in so many things
tizamukonka
we will follow that person
tizamuza kuti matunamvera ko mawe
have you heard the word
tikamkonga kosa kamba ndisevandeo
when we follow that person we don't say
ndisevandeo muzimu tifuna kuombola vantu vazivetoona kawe ndepenze kuchita Yesu Kristo
simame
Yesu Kristo anakamba kuti napasi wa utenga wokumasula vantu noti kungozina mamuli mumdima
not just lying to yourself while you're in darkness
Watu bajani wandeo wapwera chape kufuna kutitalikira. Ndise wandeo. Tifuna wantu.
We want people.
Wantu waone nyali.
We want people to come and see the light.
Wantu wamvere chona.
We want people to hear the truth.
Chifukwa nase tenzeo mangika.
Also us we are slaves.
Pamina tina mvera mau.
When we heard the word.
Awe yanati masula we.
That word set us free.
Manje mufuna tinkare du.
You want us to be quiet.
Eh uli du mumunzi mwache
ati
nikatandalira vaja vazakamba
ati when I visit that one
ati nikupa vantu niwapeleka ku church
and I'm stealing their people I'm taking them to my church
sunga be muntu
you can never steal a person
muntu analengedwa na Mulungu
a person was created by God
kati taona kuti ali mfinzi tizaenda tizamkakula ngati ana baptizwa muboza yalipo manzi hapa wewe yazoona
baptism there's water here
basi timlekelela ta wati kamba atituiba
vantu should we leave that person said they said that we are stealing people from other
nikaona kuti uenda kuchionga kuchionongeko
going into destruction
nizapunda hanzo nizakwera na pamalata kuti
rooftop and say
bwela kuli manzi ukubatizike Yesu Kristu afuna
kuombole Jesus Christ wants to set you free
chifukwa isasindisa denomination
ah isasindisa chipembezo
kuti isendisa pente isendisa katolika isendisa akristo
chabe so we are catholic we are just christian
ndiye nchito yapi kulalikira
that's our job preaching the word
amen
amen
ni wandano konzeka kuti nalero tifuna tiyamvere
amen amen today I want to hear the word
manje mzi wakwama kwa mao
now the goodness of the word you know what
vamene nenze mvera zulo
what I was listening to yesterday
ningaribo vimvera ponaneka
even me I've never heard them before
muziva kuama kwa mau ya Mulungu
you know how good the word of the Lord is
kulipe kuti aine navimvera kudala lekani vavimvere
there's nothing like me I already heard what he's saying let others hear it
wabusa tankara nao mayezi yambe.
We've been with the pastor for so many years.
Patwa kambolali kila stika mbaye nabi mverapo kudala.
You don't say, oh, we've heard this thing before when he's preaching. No.
Mairo ziroteze kamba. Bukuti,
this is what they were saying.
Na my brothers.
With the brothers.
Matuko mayenze mao yaja.
That was the way.
Very fresh.
Yakuza
mtima.
It's touched our hands.
Ndiye kuwama kwa Kristo cha zoona.
That is the goodness of the real Christians.
Siti bwera ku church kwa kuti isendi sa sogoleri.
We don't come to the church to say, ask we are leaders.
Utipasa mwone magwada,
mlipe. When you're greeting us, you need to kneel down.
Ndise abale na azro.
These are
brothers and sisters. Ngati mau ya bwera, tonse tingala ngati ndise vana. Tifuna kukunzira. Tifuna kumvera za mine tikali bomvera
po.
Chifukwa Yesu Kristu, sama pasa wana wake chimbala. Kulipe.
Because the Lord Jesus Christ doesn't give the children food which is not fresh.
Muchi ziba chimbala.
No,
andata wana japo chimbala. Maybe mkaribo japo.
Amen, 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 amen.
Chama iroga? Tukuti chimbala. Sima men?
He said it's food that was cooked.
Manja chimbala, timaja chabe mkusawuka. Chimve kabweno. Nika kupasani nsima, paitoka na chusi iribweno. Nachi ija chimbala. Musa nga poche? Ati, choku upia. Sima men? Manja kuwama kwa Yesu Kristu.
The goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ.
So pasa chimbara kuli wana wake.
He doesn't give the food which was.
Chifuka chimbara, tusunga chimbara, chifuka cha kusauka, tilipe cha kutitipike cha sokani. Manja Yesu Kristu.
But the Lord Jesus.
Ngati wana wake wakuma na mta kumanila pa.
When the children have come together the way we've come.
Always.
All the time.
Tawionse.
All the time.
Owapasa chaku diachina moto. Tutoka chos.
Give them food which has good fire, which is fresh.
Ntawili yonse pamene takumana Mulungu.
All the time when we come together the Lord.
Ana chakuja chakuti DJ. Jivere bwino.
Eat and feel good.
So na mumawa muno.
In this way.
Chakuja china nguchibwela.
The other food is coming.
Pamene chibwela.
When it's coming.
Tinkalengati yuwana.
We should be like children.
Ta ambu Yesu Kristu tipunzi seno.
Lord Jesus, may you teach me.
Chifuka ukabwela mnyumba ma Mulungu.
When you come in the house of the Lord.
Kuti upunzire.
For you to learn.
Uzapunzira.
You will learn.
Ukaenda kuti eleka ni mvere vamena walalikira. Walalikira.
If you say, let me hear what he's saying, what is he saying?
Ni mvere mistake.
Let me find a fault in what he's saying.
Mbalipe zamene uzambela.
You won't get anything.
So ngati ndiwe mlendo.
If you're a visitor.
Bwela pamaro panakuti ni kuna niponzile.
Come here if you want to learn.
Ngati satoke na mawe ya Mulungu. Chikuru pitile mwe. Amen.
Amen.
But ngati satoka mzeru za muntu chape.
If it comes from a man's mind.
Uzaka mbakuta walalikira posa kwa.
You say he's just preaching lies.
Mande ngati mau ya seguliwa, tiaona.
The word is being open and visible.
Ngati ndiwe mwana wa Mulungu zona.
You're a child of God for real.
Na mtima wako uzasangalala.
Your heart will rejoice.
Kuti, koma ya ni mawaya.
You say this is the way.
Ni mawaya.
That's the way.
Ngati ya kugwira kumtima.
If it touches your heart.
Waziwa na kuziwa kuma, ichi ndiye choonati.
To say this for real is the truth.
Mande chamine chukule sakuti wabatizike ncha.
What is stopping you from being baptized?
Hata wa marume wanuonele mwakushinanga wamene wambo enda.
You think I'm crazy or something where you started going.
Ukaendo mwalila.
When you die.
Wayama, wa marume. Banja.
Your family.
Sumu zankala mwazi mpokosa.
We want you together in that coffee.
Mpaweka.
It is on your own.
Si Kristu, mpaweka.
Christianity is on your own.
Olo wakushita ni invite maybe wena.
Many fathers have invited you.
Ma upamene ya bwela.
When the word is coming.
Muyanvere mweka.
You should hear that word.
Na decision emine mzapanga,
pamweka. The choice you make, it should be on your own.
Tamvela na?
Amen.
Aha. Chifukwa, nchitu emine tiripano.
This job we are doing here.
Siku pakisa church.
It's not to make the church bigger.
Chifukwa church ingazule, but ina visu aswachare.
The church may be big, but it is filled with rubbish.
Mwamba hizo? Church ingapake, but can't see ni visu aswachape.
The church can grow, but it's just rubbish.
Mukaona huyu anakagero. Mukaona huyu
atea
njoka. Mukaona huyu otita betting.
This one is doing sports betting.
But tikabwera maimbidwe yambe kabwino.
When we come, we sing nicely.
Yesu Kristu akaona wakamba.
When the Lord Jesus Christ looks at that.
Koma paifiswa swapa.
He says that is serious rubbish I'm seeing.
Manje sichabwino echo.
That is not a good thing.
Tifone kambu Yesu Kristu akatuona.
When the Lord Jesus Christ looks at us.
Akamba kwa uja atembe nukae.
That one is saved.
Tikaimba ambu Yesu Kristu ambira bwino.
When
we sing,
the Lord Jesus feels good that my children are worshiping to me.
So pano pamene mabwera mweka.
Here you come on your own.
Sitina bwera chape kuzimvesa bwino kuimba.
You must just come to feel good tambira to sing.
Tabwera kumvera mao.
We've come to hear the word.
Kuti ya tisinte mitima.
For we to change our hearts.
Ndiso konzeka?
Are we ready?
That ndiso konzeka timirira. Amen. So Mulungu akatuma mawe yake yana lingo. Yana lingo. Why yakwera mawe yake?
There's a reason why.
So hii mwekupezeka pamaro pano.
For you to be found here.
Mulungu anacho wana kudala.
The Lord already saw it.
Kuti mzapezeka pano.
That you will be found here.
Mawe yamene mumvera ya.
The way which you are hearing.
Ndeye azankala mawu ya chiweruzo. But day of judgment.
That's the way that is going to judge us on the day of chiweruzo.
Not tiganize kuti day of judgment. Kaya visa kachitika. Kapena.
Don't think say on the day of judgment what will happen.
Kapena mulunga zaka nuhuza chani.
Maybe God will tell me what.
Day of judgment. Ni mawu ya mene ya mene timvela.
Siku ya chiweruzo is this same way we're hearing.
Mulunga zaka tufunza kuti unashita kochani pa mawu ya mene unamvela ya
ja. Say what did you do over the word you heard last time.
Mulunga zafuna yanko yochekera kuli iwe.
The Lord wants an answer for you.
Nuti kuti ah kawili wa bishop neze nafuna mvela manje wa bishop neze nafuna mvela manje wa yama.
I wanted to hear now.
Neze nafuna mvela manje wa aunti.
When I wanted to hear the word now my aunt says there's not going to be nothing.
Yesu azaka funa kumvela.
The Lord Jesus Christ would want
iwe.
To hear.
Iwe unashita kochani.
What
do
you feel about it when you heard the word?
Uyu chikoti wenzwana mbulesa kungena mchechi.
This chikoti that stopped him from getting inside the church.
Pamene nzemanga mablock.
When he was building this structure.
Anapemba kuli wa boss kuti ningene kwa chape ni pemvere mawe yanigwira.
Can I go for fellowship there? The word has touched me.
Wanakuyanga cha?
What did he tell you? You're wasting time.
Utaya ndia uzati pangisa loss tabwira kusewenza kono.
You're wasting time and we'll make a loss we came to work here.
Ah, manja chikoti chinamugwira. Ah, we nenifuna chipurumo.
So
ndi mwana
ngenera. He touched him, he said, ah, no, I want to be saved.
Kumvera mau ya mugwira chikoti.
The way he touched chikoti.
Ah, da, we nifuna nibatizike.
I want to be baptized.
Ah, lelo anama testimony, we.
Today he has good testimonies.
Nanga imwe testimony yanu izankara
puanje. What about you, what's your testimony?
Mulungu atumiza kapolo wake kutoka ku Zimbabwe.
God sent his servants from Zimbabwe.
Tisegule matu.
Let us hear. Let's open our ears.
Kuti mulungu mawatumira chani kuno. Ni message bwani ya mene mwani kwenye sera.
What message have you given?
Ngati waona mzako akusera wa mgundu za kuti eh.
If your friend is dozing,
mvela utenga. Ngati wana wapanga chongo, mawankali kachete.
The children are making noise.
Chifukwa mulungu afuna timvele za mene hati kwenye sera.
The Lord wants us to hear what he's brought us here for.
Dale sane anana o dale sane anana abuye dale sane anana Pamene mau yanu yali kugwera tibweresa mitima yatu kuli imwe ambuye tigwire ni mitima yatu kuti nzeru zili zonse zamene zifuna kutitosa ku mau yanu muzichosemo muzigonjese tipembelera mulaliki kuti mumzoze monga mamene muna mzozera mawa na dzulo tipemba kuti mkale oti dalisa hapa siku ya lero. Ambuye tuomboleni kupyolera mumwazi wa Yesu Kristu. Tiku ya mikani, pazazi kuru izi zamene muli kuchita kuno kumalo. Zina lanu ile mekezeke. Tifakiza zonse mumanja mwanu. Muzina ya Yesu Kristu tipempera. Amen.
Thank the Lord to be back in the house of God.
Amen.
We greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Maybe while we are still standing, can we just turn to our Bibles
pamene tikali woyimirira tenge mabaibheri yathu.
We want to go back to the book of Exodus.
Bwereranso ku book ya Exodo.
Where we read yesterday.
Pamene tinaverenga mawa.
Exodus chapter 3.
Exodo 3.
We want to read verse
11.
And Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh? And that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt. May the Lord bless the reading of His word. We may be seated. Amen. We thank the Lord because of His word. We were looking at the scripture yesterday. As we looked at this question that Pharaoh asked, that who is God that I should let the people of Israel go? He said, I don't know that God. So there was no way he could let the people go if he did not know God. But God showed him who he was. That he was one who keeps his word. Because he had told Abraham that after 400 years, I'll bring out your children out of bondage. That was God. So when Moses came to Pharaoh and told him that God, he has sent us, Pharaoh says, I don't know that God. Then Moses, yet to show Pharaoh who that God was. God had said, I'll bring them out with a strong or mighty hand. So God had to show Pharaoh that God was truthful to his word. And he did many great things in Egypt to show who he was. Finally, Pharaoh said, you go. Because he had seen who God was. Now we saw that God revealed himself to us that we should know him and then we would worship him. Amen. We don't just worship God because he is a God. But the Bible says that God is spirit. And we worship him in the same because of what he is. Amen. We don't just worship him because somebody said we must worship him. But we worship him because he revealed himself to us. And he is showing himself to us through his word. Because he is the word. We cannot worship him outside his word. We cannot worship him after the precepts of denominationalism. We cannot worship him according to the words of man. But we worship him because he is what he is. He is the Word. He is faithful. He is Spirit. And he has given us his Spirit that we may know him in that Spirit. Because, you know, God has done something with us. We can understand one another because we have the same Spirit. We are all people. You know, I can study the life of a dog, but I cannot understand a dog as a dog understands another dog. I can read a book about a mother, how she cares for the child, how she loves the child, but I cannot understand. I cannot come to comprehend how a mother is to a child than a true mother does to the child. I can read about it. I can study it. But there's something that is in a mother that makes her to be what she is to the child. God gave the mother the spirit of a mother. And it is only that spirit of a mother that makes the mother to be what she is to her child. So is it with God. We don't just have to read about it, just to hear about God, but God, he has given us his Spirit that we may understand who he is. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now we come now again to another question. Pharaoh said, who is God? And we saw who God was. Now the question comes here. When Moses was told to go and bring out the children of Israel, then he asked God, who am I? Amen. You are telling me to go to bring the people out of bondage? But really, who am I? May we ask ourselves this question this morning. Really, who am I? Amen. I've come, I'm sitting here. I'm hearing what I'm hearing. But really, who am I? You know, there's something that goes with identity. When we were born, we were given a name. Maybe we were six in the family. Maybe we were four in the family. But each one has got a name. And when you ask, You don't just say, I belong to this family. But who am I in that family? Can you see? The whole family is called Mwanza. The father is Mwanza. The grandfather is Mwanza. The mother is called also my Mwanza.
The mother is also called Mrs. Mwanza.
The granddaughter is the daughter-in-law is Mwanza. The child is Mwanza. So there is all this lot of people. They have this name Mwanza. But then I would ask now, but really, who are you in this Mwanza?
Right.
You have got your own name now. Amen.
Amen.
We have all come here. If a person would pass through there and hear what we are saying here or the way we are singing, he will say there are Christians there. At least he will know we are not Muslims. If he hears the way we are singing, And the way we are sitting and hearing the word, you say these are Christians. Can you see that? But now, this is what people can say of us. But really, here individually, who am I? Amen. What is my relationship with this God who has revealed himself to me? So we see that when Moses was confronted with this job, this great commission to go and bring out the people, he went back to his identity and asked himself, but really, who am I? Amen. Yes, God is telling me to go. As I said, people can call you a Christian. People can call me a Christian. If somebody passes there, you say, I'm seeing people, they are worshiping God. But let's go back to our identity. Really, who am I? Amen. Praise be to God. You know, when you go back to the Garden of Eden, we see that God created Adam in his own image. And he put him in that garden. But one day, he fell into sin. Then God would come. As he would always come, he would talk with Adam. And he would bless Adam. But this day God came. And Adam heard God coming. After he had fallen into sin, then he looked at himself. He says, I hear the word of God is coming. I can hear the presence of God is approaching. Who am I that I should meet that presence? Who am I that I should go and speak to him? The Bible says he went away and he ran away and he hid himself because he could see he was not in that condition to meet God. Amen. But remember, he had been created by God. He had been put in the garden by God. But he was careful enough to examine himself and ask him the question, who am I that I could stand before that great God? May we ask that question? Amen. Who am I this morning? Blessed be the name of the Lord. No. The God who called us, remember, we saw that way before the foundation of the world, God had a mind about us. God had a purpose with us. Amen. And that purpose is why we were brought here. So we just want to identify ourselves with that purpose that God intended for us. Amen. As it was with Adam, God had put him in the garden for him to commune with him, that he should be the image of God, that he should be God to the animals and all the birds. But he fell from that. Amen. In the Bible, there was another man called Gideon. And God told him to go and deliver the people of Israel out of the hand of the Midianites. But Gideon looked at himself and he said, who am I to do this? That I can go and deliver the people of Israel. He looked at himself. He was at that time hiding from the Midianites. He was afraid of the Midianites. So he was preparing his corn away from the Midianites. Because he was afraid of them. But God came and said, go and deliver the people of Israel out of the hand of the Midianites. Amen. Now we want to look at ourselves now and look at our true identity. Amen. You know, you may be sitting here and think you are what maybe you are not. Amen.
Gideon
thought he could not do it. Moses thought he could not do it. That's when he asked himself, who am I? Now, when we come back to the true sense of who we are, then we can make our decisions on the right footing. We must look at ourselves, even now, that who are we? Amen. Because you may be doing something which you are not supposed to be doing, because you think that's what you must be doing. Can you see that? But when we come to the knowledge of who we are, it will help us a little. Amen. Now, you can find children playing out there. Now, you mothers, you see children, they are playing there. And then it's nice sometimes, you know, to go and play with the children. But let's say you have come to the time when the rain is yes, come, and you are supposed to be planting the fields, and then you find the children are playing there. Yes, it is good for children to be playing ball there. But if you go and join them to play ball with them, then you ask yourself, who am I? You find out you are a mother. You have got children. You must feed them. And the rain is coming. The time for planting has come. Then you tell yourself, I'm not supposed to be playing ball here. I must be kumunda.
I need to go to the field.
Because I'm a mother. I'm not just a little boy. Amen. So is this sometimes with our life. This morning, you may be doing something that you are not supposed to be doing, because you have not really asked yourself, really, who am I? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's look at Moses. At one time, Moses, you know, Moses, when he was born, it was the time when all the boys were being killed. So his mother and father, they hid him so that he could not be killed. Then we know that he was taken into the put in a basket and then put on the river. Then the daughter of Pharaoh saw him and had compassion on him, because he was only about 3 months old. And she took Moses and raised him in the house of Pharaoh.
as a son of Pharaoh. But the Bible tells us, when Moses was 40 years, he asked himself, yes, I'm in the house of Pharaoh. I'm eating at the table of Pharaoh. I'm facing here like a son of Pharaoh. But really, who am I? When he asked himself that question, he says, I'm not a child of Pharaoh. I'm an Israelite. When he was 40 years, he forsook the house of Pharaoh and he went to his own people. So you can see, for 40 years, he was eating at the table of Pharaoh. He was dressing as a son of Pharaoh. He was in a house of Pharaoh. Yet he was not of Pharaoh. Amen. It's only when he wanted his identity, that's when he says, I'll no longer stay here. May it be so with us this morning. The way you are living, the way you are behaving, is that really who you are? Or you have been captured by the evil spirits of this world, and you are doing things you are not supposed to be doing. Really, who are you? Really, who am I? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So Moses said, I'll no longer stay in the house of Pharaoh, because that's not who I am. Amen. I think we can see that in the book of Hebrews. When we go to Hebrews chapter 11. We'll read from verse 24. By faith, when Moses was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God. Than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible.
Anapirira chifukwa anamuona Mungu amene ndiwo saonekayo.
Amen. One day,
sikulina,
Moses positively identified himself.
Mose mukukamba bwino anaziziwa.
Who am I?
Ndineyani?
What am I doing here?
Ndichita chani kuno?
They are calling me the son of the daughter of Pharaoh.
Vanitana mwana wa mwana wa mkazi wa
Pharaoh. They are dressing me like the son of the daughter of Pharaoh.
Vanuzoti ndine mwana wa mwana wa mkazi.
They are feeding me like the son of the daughter of Pharaoh.
Vanitiza mwana wa mwana wa mwana wa mkazi wa Pharaoh.
But who am I?
Komandineyani?
Then you could see the people of Israel.
Anaona vanthu vaku Israeli.
Among whom Christ would come. He said, I must be identified with my true people, that I may go and be with them. Amen. Because he had seen who he was. And he could not continue to be among the wrong group. He could not continue doing the same things that he was doing, because he had asked himself and he had got the answer. Amen. Now, you see, sometimes we look at things and we do or we lead our lives in a way that is not right. Just because of seeing things not in the right way. As the pastor was saying, maybe some people were just sprinkled in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And say, you are baptized. Can you see that? So, somebody can say, I'm baptized. Because he doesn't know what baptism is. But when he can see the true baptism, then you say, I want now to be baptized. So was Moses. He stayed in that house. He was eating from that house. Yet he was not belonging to that house. When it came time for him to positively identify himself, he refused to continue in a way that showed he was what he was really not. Amen. So we just want to go into our life and see really who are we. Amen. Who are we? Why are we doing what we are doing? Why are we talking the way we are talking? Amen. We saw yesterday that God is spirit, he is the word, he is the light, he is everything that will bring us into the true knowledge. Amen. So we are worshiping God because of who he is. So if I really want to know who I am, it must be that I go back to my true origin. Amen.
Amen.
Because sometimes we think we are what we really are not. Amen.
Amen.
You know, if we go back in time, there was no boundary between Zambia and Zimbabwe. There was this great king, Lewanika. He was overseeing all that land, even across the Zambezi River. There was no Zambia and no Zimbabwe. It was just one land. And then when the white people came, then they divided the land and said, now this is Zimbabwe. This is now
Zambia.
Can you see? I cannot just cross over into Zambia without a passport. Can you see? Who made it that way? It was not originally created like that. But somebody just took a pencil and drew a line. Can you see? Now I cannot freely walk because a pencil drew the line. Can you see that? Now I say, I'm Zimbabwe. If somebody will say, you are Zambia? I say, no, I'm not Zambia. I am
Zimbabwe.
But really, if I would go back some years, I would find out that Agogo Wanga Analikulu.
My grandfather was here in Zambia.
Can you see? So really what the pencil did is not the truth. Can you see? So now I'm forced to stay in that country Because that's what I think is my country. You get the point. Now, let's look at ourselves. We are all here. And we are doing what we are doing. Because we, that's where we are. But let's go back. Amen. Remember yesterday we saw that before the foundation of the world, God blessed you in the spirit so that you can be a daughter and a son of God. Before you were here. Amen. Now, when you came here, then you call yourself, I'm Zambian. This one calls, I'm Zimbabwean. This one calls, I'm Malawian. But before that, where were we? Amen. Now, I think of myself as what I am. I may be today drinking beer, maybe smoking, maybe doing all those other things, thinking that's what I should be doing because of the environment where I am. But really, where did I come from? Where do I belong? Let's now just go back and find ourselves who we are by the word of God. Amen. In the mind of God. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Let's go to Psalm chapter 8. The book of Psalms chapter 8.
Masalimu 8.
Let's just go to verse 4. What is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visitest him. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowls of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth the paths of the seas. O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Amen. Who is man? Let's ask God. Who am I really? Amen. Because if I ask those who partitioned this land, they will tell me you are Zimbabwean. They will tell me, oh, you are Zambian. When I now am in Zambia, then I ask, who am I? One may tell me you are Bemba. Someone can tell me you are Tonga. Can you see? It's people who are saying, who am I? Maybe because of the place where I grew up. But let's ask God, who am I? And here the Bible tells us that man was made a little lower than the angels. But God crowned him with glory. That he should be above everything that God created. That he should have dominion over all the things.
don't say.
So when God looks at you, that's whom he is seeing. Somebody who was given the glory of God. Somebody who was given the Spirit of God. So that you can be God over all the things. So this is the mind of God. Who am I? Hear the word is telling me that God gave me the glory. I'm not supposed to be used by the devil. I'm not supposed to be a slave of sin. I am a son of God. I am a daughter of God. That is what God thinks of me. When God looks at you, he is seeing one who should have the glory of God, one who should be worshiping God, one who should be in the ways of God. Amen. But why are we doing what we are doing? Just like Moses, he was in the house of Pharaoh, and he thought he was the son of Pharaoh. But that's not what he was. Amen. One day he realized, really, who am I? Why am I wasting my life like this? Why am I doing the things I'm doing? That is not what God thought of me. God thought of me that I should have the glory of God. Amen. Praise be to God. I'm not just here by accident. I was in the mind of God. God saw me. And God knew me. Amen. And he brought me to this place. Because he had a purpose with me. Amen. You know, I'm not just here because I'm here. You are not in this area just because you are in this area. Komambuye ali nicholinga cheni ni moyo wako. Amen. It's not just by chance. It was in the mind of God that you should be here. Amen. And that by this word you recognize, like Moses did. Amen. When he recognized who he was, he says, I'll no longer be a son of the daughter of Pharaoh. They call me that name. They give me that title. They've put me in that house, but that's not where I belong. I belong to a higher order. I am of God. Amen. So are we this morning. We are not of this world. We are of God. So if we are of God, what shall we do with our life? What shall we do with this opportunity that God has given us? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Let us see in the scripture, in the book of Corinthians, the first book of Corinthians. We just want to read something from there. That is in chapter 2. We'll read just verse 9 and 10. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse
9.
As it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, he the deep things of God. Amen. It is written that it has not entered into the heart of man, or even seen by the eye of a man, nor has it come to the knowledge of man what God has prepared for those who love him. Amen. God has prepared.
And
that which he has prepared, it has not entered into the hearts of men. That's why they are still smoking. It has not been seen by their eyes. That's why they are still drinking out there. That's why they are still walking in sin. It has not entered into their hearts, the things that God has prepared. But the Bible here says he has revealed them to us by his spirit, because God is spirit. Amen. And in that spirit, God desired us to be holy before him. So the eyes of the world are not able to see that. But this morning, by the word of God, is being revealed to us what was in the heart of God concerning you. Amen.
Amen.
When God was in heaven with the angels there, and you could lay out and say, this is going to be sister so and so or brother so and so. Amen. He could tell the angels, this one is my daughter, this one is my son. Amen.
Amen.
That was what God was thinking about you. And that cannot be known by the world. But it's being revealed to you that you are a son and a daughter of God. Amen. And God is revealing them to us by his spirit. That we are not just ordinary people. We are not just people walking about. We are the children of God. That's our true identity. And that is where we belong. We are not for sin. We are not of the devil. We are sons and daughters of God. Who am I this morning? I'm not a tool of the devil. Amen. I'm a son and a daughter of God. Because this is what God thought of me. But it never entered into the hearts of the people. It has never been seen by the eyes of man. But God, by his spirit, has revealed them to us. Amen. Now today, we can say we are the children of the King. Today, like Moses, we will walk out of the house of Pharaoh. Come out of the sin of the world. Not to be used by Satan. Because now we know. Now we recognize what our true name is. Amen. We know now who we are. We are the children of the Most High. Amen.
Amen.
So here we read in the word that God is revealing that to us by his spirit, not by the wisdom of the world, but by the wisdom of his spirit. Amen. If we go back to where we read yesterday, in Ephesians chapter 1, let's just go back to verse 9, which we read yesterday. It says here, God having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to the good pleasure which he has purposed in himself. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ. Amen. Both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. What is God doing to us now? He is revealing to us the mystery of his will, which the world cannot understand. What is the mystery of that will? That we should be in him without sin.
Amen.
That we should be in him holy and walking according to the purpose of himself, according to his will, according to his spirit. And we saw yesterday that the Spirit of God is holy. That's why we say it's the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now he revealed to us that mystery which was in him. Not what the people are calling me today. Not what Satan is calling me today. Yes. At one time, he told me I was a smoker and I would take cigarettes to smoke. Satan would tell me I am a thief and I will go and steal. Satan will tell me I'm a drunkard and I will go and drink. But here God is revealing to me who really I am.
Amen.
I am a child of God. Before there was anything, God in heaven desired me to be holy. He desired me to worship him. He desired me to be a daughter of God. So that's really who I am. That's why God has revealed it to me. How can I continue living in sin? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Now, you know, let's say it is you. You are in your house. There's no food. There's nothing. You are just sitting there. You are just crying there. The children are hungry. They have no clothes. There's nothing to eat. There's nothing in the house. And then somebody will come and say, why are you having this problem? You say, because I don't have money. Maybe I lost my job. Maybe my husband died. I have nothing in here. Then he will tell you, no, really, that is not the thing. You say, can you see there in that corner? Just open that box. And then you would go and open the box. And then you see there is a million kwacha. Amen. You did not know it. That's why you were hungry. You did not know it. That's why you had no clothes. Now you just go into that box. You just bring some kwachas. And you go and buy your bread. You go and buy your mini meal. You go and buy your meat. Then you start eating. You cannot just see that box and see all the money in there and then you just close it and say, okay, although there's money there, yes, but all along I don't have the money, so I'll just continue to be hungry. You cannot do that. Amen. Because you have been shown the treasure box. That's what God has done to us. He has shown us the treasure box. Amen. You are being troubled by evil spirits. You are being troubled by witchcraft. You are being troubled by all these spirits of the world. But God is opening the treasure box.
Amen.
Just look into there. You were in the mind of God. You were in the heart of God. God wanted you to be a child of God. You just go and take what is yours. Amen. And throw away everything that is not right. Because it has been revealed to you. That's what God has done to us. Amen. You know, sometimes we are subjected to situations where we are not supposed to be in. Amen. It's just because that's who we are. If I would ask you, why are you the way you are? You see, that's what I am. Can you see that? If I don't have money, and you see me at my house just sitting, there's nothing I got from the field, I'll just be sitting there hungry. And if you ask me, why is it that way? I'll say, I got nothing from the field. I don't have anything here. That's why I'm what I am. Amen. Can you see? But is that really what I am? There is something that is hidden. There is something that the world does not know. Okay, let's look at Abraham.
Abraham
was an ordinary man. He was there in the air of the Chaldeans. In the land of
Mesopotamia.
He was just working like an ordinary man. Doing what everybody else was doing. And that's what he thought he was. But one day, the voice of God came to him. He said, Abraham, leave this country, leave this city, leave your family. This is not where you belong. You go to a land that I will show you. There I will bless you. There I will make you great. Then Abraham obeyed God. Why? Because it was in the mind of God that Abraham should be a great man there. And he went to that land. And what happened? God blessed him. Amen. He got Isaac. From Isaac comes Jacob. From Jacob come the 12 tribes. From those 12 tribes, there was Judah. Out of Judah came Jesus Christ. And we are all here because of Jesus Christ. Who came from Judah? Judah came from Jacob. Jacob came from Isaac. Isaac came from Abraham. Yet Abraham was just an ordinary man. But God called him to where he belonged. You are not an ordinary person. There is something in you that God has preserved for you. The only thing you have to do, like Abraham did, he walked out of the situation that he was in. Like Moses did, he walked out of the situation that he was in. Abraham is a great man. We are sitting here because Abraham obeyed God and went to the place he was told to go. But he never knew what he was doing would result in us sitting in this room worshiping God. Amen. You know, sometimes we do, sometimes we behave in ways that we are not supposed to be. Because it has not been revealed to us who we are. Let's think of Elisha. Elisha was an ordinary man. He was just like somebody here in Rufunza. He had his cattle. He had his field. He had his house. And when it rains, he will get a good harvest. When it doesn't rain, you just be there wallowing in poverty. So one day, he was plowing his field with his oxen. He never thought himself to be anybody. not belong to the chief's house. He did not belong to the chief's tribe. He was just a person, just plowing his fields. But one day, he saw the man of God, Elijah the prophet. As he passed him, Elijah just threw his jacket on Elisha. There, God was ordaining him to be a prophet of God. From that day, he was not the ordinary Elisha. Amen. From that day, he started to walk with the prophet of God. And one day, when the prophet of God was taken, the power of God, which was on Elijah, came upon him. Amen. And then in his life, people who were dead were raised to life. Those who were sick, they were healed. And he preached the word of God. Yet, he was just an ordinary farmer in Lufunza. Can you see that?
Amen.
When God brings you to your right position, you are no longer what the devil tries to tell you you are. You are no longer a victim of witchcraft. You are no longer a victim of sin. Because God has revealed who you are. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, sometimes we look down upon ourselves because we don't know what God has ordained for us. Let's think of Rebecca. She was just a little girl living with her brothers and their father and mother. One day, like every day, she went to the well to draw water. As she was drawing the water, she heard a voice which says, "Give me a drink." When she looked, it was a stranger. Amen. And what did she say? She said, "I'll give you water to drink and even your camels." After she did that, then the man told her, "I don't belong here. I'm not of this city. I come from a faraway country. In that faraway country, there is a man whom God called. That man is old, but he is a blessed man. He has got riches. You can see from the camels how they are dressed. And you can look at this man I'm walking with, how they are dressed. We come from that land. And that man who is blessed, he has got a son. And that son desires a wife. So I have come here to find a wife for that son of that great man." And then
Rebecca,
little did she know, when she was drawing water, that she was just an ordinary girl. She just thought, "I'm just like a girl, like other girls." But no, she was the wife of the son of a great man. Amen. And it is even through her that Christ would come. And we are here because of that Rebecca. Can you see? Sometimes we don't know who we are. And we behave in a way that is not becoming. Rebecca didn't know she was such a great woman until it was revealed to her that you don't belong in this country. You don't belong to this town. There is a land yonder where you belong. Amen. She was a woman who was to bring forth children like the stars. Amen. it was revealed to her. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, for us here, God has got a plan. Amen. God has got a plan for us. Amen. For our redemption. As we have said in the beginning, God created man in his own image. Can you see? We just want to go back where we were. We were in the image of God. We were in the mind of God. We were to accomplish God's purpose. But as you all know, something happened. Amen. What is that that happened? Let's just go to the book of Romans. Let's just go to the book of Romans chapter 7.
Romans 7.
Romans chapter 7.
Romans 7.
We'll read verse 14.
Give me a 14.
For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal. Sold under sin. For that which I do allow not, amen. You know, we were created in the beginning in the image of God. And who is God? God is spirit. And that spirit is holy. So we were supposed to be holy people. We were not supposed to be walking in sin. But what happened? When I was born, I was born under bondage of this body. This body is fashioned to sin. And I did all the sins in this body. But really, in the beginning, God made me in his image. And we see that God wanted me to be holy. Amen. In himself. Can you see that? When we read in the scripture, it says that was the purpose of God. He chose us to be holy. That was his mind. That was his thinking about us. But sin came. And I went into sin. Amen. And today I think I should be doing what I'm doing. Because I think that's what I'm supposed to be doing. But what is God thinking about me? What is God thinking about you? Let's see the thoughts of God about us. Let's go to the book of Jeremiah. In Jeremiah chapter 29.
Jeremiah 29.
In verse 11, God says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me. For when ye shall seek for me with all your heart. Amen. This is what God thought. Amen. And God's thoughts never change. That's what he thought about you way back. But we have seen that I've been walking in sin. We were doing all those sinful things. Yet when God looks down, he has got thoughts about you. And these thoughts are thoughts of peace. Thoughts not of evil, thoughts of peace, that we should have a glorious end. Amen. So really, who am I? Should I continue to live after my thoughts? Or after the thoughts of God? God thought of you that you should be holy. God thought of you that you should worship him. God thought of you that you should pray to him and he will answer you. God thought of you that you shall seek him and you will find him. That is the thought of God about you. But your own thoughts can tell you things that are very irrelevant. Amen. But God has got thoughts about you. God has got a desire about you. God has something that is prepared for you, that you should have that peace of mind, that you should enjoy worshiping God, living a holy life, doing that which is right. Amen. If you are a girl, to be married in the right way. If you are a boy, to marry in the right way. To raise your family in the right way. Not just be a prostitute of the street. Not just to be a girl for every boy. Not just to be a boy for every girl. Not to be a woman of every man. But God has got good thoughts for you. Amen. That will show forth the glory of God. Not just to be like the world, used by Satan to do anything that brings shame on you. I have got good thoughts about you. Thus says the Lord. Amen. That is what he thought of us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. You know what? Sometimes, you know, we are made slaves to things that we are not supposed to be. You remember in the scripture of the prodigal son. One time he thought he wanted to go to be on his own. He went there and he wasted all the money. Until he had no money. Then what did he think? He thought he was to be a servant of the man of that land. He thought, I should eat the food that is given to the swine. He thought he should just be there in the bush to eat swine food. And he thought that was what was right for him at that moment. But thank God, one day, he came back to his senses. He said, but who am I? I'm eating swine food here.
But who am I? I'm dressed in this way, I'm dressed. But who am I? He says, I'm the son of a father. My father is in a land where there's plenty of food. Yet I'm eating swine food here. I've got a father who have servants who are dressed well. Yet here I'm in right. I've got a father who is putting on shoes. But here I have no shoes. He says, I'll go back to my father. Amen. Because that's who I am. I am a son of my father. I'm not supposed to be suffering here. I'm not supposed to be used like this. I'm not supposed to be used by the witches of this land. I'm not supposed to be used by the devil in this world. I've got a father yonder, and he's waiting for me. If I will go to him, I'll say, Father, I sinned, but I'm coming back. I want to be back in my place. Amen. He decided on that day, who am I? Amen. May it be with us this afternoon. Who am I? Who you really are, is that the way you are living? Are you serving God? You are being used by Satan in all the filthy things. He makes you to steal here, to lie there, to do that there. He makes you to be of use in those dirty things. Is that really who you are? Let's come back to our senses. Really, who am I? Am I supposed to be a tool in the hand of Satan? Am I supposed to be used by Satan? When the witches want to use anybody, they can come and use me. Is that who I am? Is that what I'm supposed to be? No, sir. I've got a father yonder. And he has got good thoughts about me. Amen. He wants me to be delivered. He wants me to serve God. He wants me to witness about His glory. He wants me to preach His word. He wants me to raise my family in the right way, to be a respectable woman, to be a respectable man, to walk in uprightness. That's the thoughts of God about me. But why am I letting myself be used by all these dark things of the world? Who am I really? That son, he says, I cannot continue. I cannot go on like this. Yet I've got a father yonder. I'll go back to my father. May it be so with you this afternoon. I'll go back to my father. I'll go back and worship my God. I'll go back and be a child of God. I'll go back and surrender my life. I want to be baptized in His name. I want to bear the name of my Father. I want to carry the name of my Savior. I want to be identified in the water of baptism in that very name. And I want the Spirit of God to be upon me so that I can walk bearing in me the image of God, that I may be a child of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Why should I continue living in vanity? Why should I continue walking in darkness when the Bible tells me that God is light? Why should I walk in the ways of death when the Bible tells me that God is life?
I want to walk in that life. I want to walk in that light. I want to walk in that power. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's who I am. I am a child of God. Amen. I want to come back to the Father. Yes, I've done what I've done. I've walked the way I've walked. I've stolen people's things. I have told lies. I have done all these things. Be it prostitution. Be it adulteries. Be it everything. I've walked in all those ways. But this afternoon, I want to come back to God, for He is my God, and I'm a child of God. He's waiting for me, because He has got good thoughts about me. When God thinks about me, He's not thinking about a prostitute. He's not thinking about a witch. He's thinking about one who is holy in himself. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So why should I continue in this vanity? I want to come back to God, because He's got good thoughts about me. He would set me free. Brother and sister, He will wash you. He will cleanse you. He will fill you with His Spirit. He will make you a daughter and a son of God. Because that's the thought He has. Amen.
Amen.
God is not seeing you in hell. God is not seeing you in sin. God is seeing you in glory. Then you shall call on Him and He will answer. You will seek Him and you will find Him. Because that is His desire about you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That the people in this place will see what it means to be a child of God as you walk in the light of the Word of God, delivered from all the filthy things of the world, as you worship God in His Spirit and in His truth according to His Word. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
May you give yourself to God. May you surrender your life to God. How long shall you walk with the wrong identity? How long shall you walk with the wrong name? How long shall you walk with the wrong group?
Amen.
Come to where you belong. You belong to the house of God. You belong to the life of God. You belong to the blessings of God. That's where you belong. Come to the house of God. As the singer said, come and go with me to my Father's house. There is peace. There is love. There is life. There is enjoyment. Amen. Don't let the devil lie to you that there is enjoyment in prostitution, in drinking, in smoking, in all those bad things. There's no joy in those things. Joy is in the Lord. Joy is in the Word of God. Joy is in the house of God. That's where I want to belong. Because before the world began, we were together in the mind of God. Amen. Predestinated to be holy before God. Now we are on this earth. The devil lied to us, made us to walk in all these evil ways. But thank God, before death took me, the mind of God was revealed to me that I'm supposed to be a child of God. And I gave my life to God. So is it with you this morning. You give your life to God as it belonged to God before. and come out of the dark things of the world. We don't belong to all those dirty things. We belong to holiness. We belong to life. We don't belong to death. We belong to healing. We belong to cleansing. We belong to holiness. That's where we belong. That's our identity. So if the question can come, who am I? I now have the answer. I'm a child of God. If I can accept His word, I'm a child of God. If I can go into the water in true baptism, I'm a child of God. If I can accept the word of God and give my life to Him, there's an assurance that God will clean you up. Wash all your sins, and then you'll be a glorious child of God. You'll be happy, singing praises to God, living a life worthy of the gospel, enjoying in your family, raising up your children, walking in the way of righteousness. You won't just be a little girl used by the devil or a boy used by Satan. You grow up in the holiness of God. You will grow up to be a true example to others that sin does not pay. But worshiping God is gain as you walk in holiness. And God will bless you and will raise you and will give you a name that will not perish. Will give you a name that is not attached to evil. You give you a name that is attached to His name. Deliverance will be yours. Healing will be yours. Blessings will be yours. Because you have come to your true identity. Don't continue in that way. The word of God has come to you. Give your life to God. And walk in the ways of God. As we are led by the Spirit. Knowing this, that the Spirit of God is holy, and it will lead us into all holiness. May God bless you as I hand over to the pastor.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So who are you?
Ati ndiwe ndani?
If the word has come straight to your heart,
ati mau ngati yabwera kumtima kwanu,
and you know that you need to give your life to Jesus Christ,
atero muzi watufunga mwaspasa moyo wanu kuli Yesu Kristu,
you need to know that the family of God has a name.
Ati mfunga muziwe kuti banja ya Mulungu ina zina.
What name is that?
Atinizina ya bwanji yo.
Now what we were told in God's word,
atuve batiuza mawu ya Mulungu,
I believe God has spoken to your heart.
Ankulupira kuti Mulungu wakamba mtima wanu.
But hearing is not enough.
Atikumvera chabe sisira apo yai.
You need to make a declaration. I have believed God's word.
Atufunka mwazilangiza nokamba kuti atinamvera nakurupira mawu ya Mulungu.
And the Bible says him that believes
at Bible kuti ati uja kurupirira
and is baptized
at anabadiziwa
shall be saved.
Atazapurumuka.
So it's not just believing
asiku kurupirira chabe,
but your life has to show you need to get baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Atu moyo wa mfunuka walangiza mfunuka badiziwa muzina Yesu Kristu.
Now there are people who were baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is true that God's word in Matthew 28 verse 19 says, when people have believed, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. But the problem is, if I ask you, how many names have been mentioned there? Does it say baptize them in the name of the Father and in the name of the Son and in the name of the Holy Spirit? No. It's in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now, if I told you, and then
go and remove money from Airtel money. Remove that money in the name of your father. On the phone, I'm going to say in the name of the father. There are many fathers. I'm also a father. Even you are mothers, you are fathers.
So tate si zina.
At father is not a name.
So Yesu Kristo akakamba cast out demons.
Ati Yesu akamba chosani vivanda.
In my name.
Muzina yanga.
When praying for someone, are you going to say in the name of the Son, come out?
Ati pochosa vivanda mzakamba ti muzina ya tate chosa vivanda chokani.
Tikamba muzina ya. Tikamba muzina ya.
At we say in the name of who? Jesus.
Tate, si zina.
At if you say father, it's not a name.
Olo ni check.
Ni paper like check checki.
Mwadimbapo father.
At I say father.
Wazaikana bank.
At they won't accept it in the bank.
Wazakamba zina ya tate ni ndani.
At they will ask you to say what is the name of the father.
Njifukwa chake.
At that is the reason.
Olo Yesu Kristo anawa uzakuti kabatizeni wantu mzina ya tate ndila mwana ndila mzimu
waera. Even if Jesus told them to go and be baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Tikawelenga mumachiti 2 verse 38.
At if we read in the book of Acts chapter 2 verse 38.
Waja vantu wenza na nzero.
At those people they were thinking.
Mu Acts chapter 2 verse 38.
At in the book of Acts chapter 2 verse
38.
As the Bible says, they baptized people in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
They
knew to say the name of the Father is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 So Bible footit was a footy.
And Bible also says
Banjayonse Yamurungu
at all the families of God
in a zina.
It has a name.
Zina ya Yesu Christo.
At the name of Jesus
the
Christ.
The whole family of heaven.
At the family in heaven also
is named after the Lord Jesus
at
Christ.
At is named at name pazina ya Yesu Christo.
So pamene watembenuka.
At when you repent, you give yourself to
stand
God.
Stand out kuti wa wangena mbanja.
It means that you've come in the family of the Lord Jesus
Banja
Christ. At every family has a name.
Nivazo na hivyo. Hello?
At is that true?
Ndine piri chifukwa banja.
At ndine I'm piri because my family
banja ni piri.
At my family is piri.
Manje sitina bwera ukamba va piri pano.
At we haven't come here to speak about piri.
Ukapena va mwanza.
Or mwanza.
Tabwera ukamba pazina ya banja imozi.
At
Banja ya Chikristu.
We have come to talk about one name and the family of Jesus Christ.
Kuonesa kuti nangena mbanja ija tuonesera.
To show that I've come in that name, we need to be baptized.
Ni commandment yana tisira mbuye Yesu
Christu. That's a commandment that the Lord Jesus left to us.
Manja siku ungena chabe manzo kuti nane nibatize kwa.
And it's not just to go in water to say I want to be baptized.
Acts 2:38 ikamba kuti lapirani.
At Acts 2:38 it says repent.
Then mubatiziwe.
And then be baptized.
So ngati wapanga decision kuti nayamba new life ine manzi yalipo.
If you've made a choice say I want to be baptized, I want to start a new life, there is water.
Not baptism yotira na tumanzi.
Baptism. Not baptism of sprinkling water.
Your word baptized stanza uzakuti kushikiwa.
At baptized it means to be buried.
Kuli story ina.
At there's a story.
Kuli uyuenze sevenzila bambo wafu katolika.
At he was working for the father of Catholic.
So we want you to anafunza bambo.
I saw this worker asked the priest.
Atwa bambo. Bible kamba kuti kubatizika tifane katambira manzi.
Ati as you say Father, but the Bible says that for us to be baptized we to be immersed in water.
Chifukwa Bible inakamba ubatizo uonesa kumwalira na Yesu na kuukisewa.
And because the Bible says that baptism means you have died with Christ and you have risen with Christ.
So abambo anamuuza uja munthu kuti ukatiriwa manzi kumutu.
At the father said, no, when you sprinkled water on your head.
Ni same watiri wa mbira.
It's just the same as being immersed in water.
So ni same takubari na washekewa. Ni same.
It's the same as you have buried you.
So manje paja pa parish penze kapuse.
At on that parish there was a cat.
Babambo wenze na kapuse. So your day in Africa.
The priest had a cat.
Kapusi kana mwalira.
So the cat died.
So ujabambwa nanje la kanu nkakapusi.
So the father had the cut, you know, it was smelling.
Ati nchani nivela chintu cho nunga, kuli chintu chinunga.
At what is happening, I'm hearing a smell, a bad smell.
So ujawanchi tu anakamba to kapusi kana mwalira, so kaora.
So he said the cut died, so it is actually one smelling.
So abambwa namu zatenda ukakashike.
At the father said, go and bury it.
So naeve anaenda anakashika chape mutu tupionze enze panja.
At he went and buried it just on the head and the third body was outside.
So after my days.
At after some days.
Wabambu anakamba nikalumvela chinu nkai.
At the father said, I'm still hearing something smelling.
Matu unachishika.
And did you bury it?
Ate ninachishika.
At yes, I buried it.
Ninakashika mutu. Kairi panena kashika mutu chitanda uza kutina tupionze enashikewa.
At when I buried it the head, it means everything was buried.
No,
that is not being buried. It means you, every body, the entire body has to be buried. But you told me that if I'm just baptized on the head, it means the entire body.
And
he had a lot of thinking that
baptism chitandauza kufa kumwalira na Yesu Kristo.
At baptism means you die with Christ. At every evil part it dies.
That when
if you were a sinner, it goes in the water.
At means
as you are being raised from the waters,
at
you have been raised from this new life.
We are
told that there are some others who needed to be baptized.
At
God has blessed us with the word.
Now your daddy sick, man.
At the word, the blessed word.
Amen.
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 Shall we stand? At all those who desire to be baptized, you can come in front.
Muzabwera mugade tukupempereleni.
As you come in front, we pray for you.
Once wamene wakamba ninge na mubatizo.
At those who are saying I want to be to enter into baptism.
Mubwere mugade pamene tukupempereleni. Mwatu makondwera imwe wantu. None kandine chape na kondwera muna. Kondo Mulungu atipasa kugonjesa pasiku ya lelo. Ambuye tukuyamikani tukutamandani.
mukatuma mau yanu siabwerera kwa ime pali pepindo mukatuma mau mau yaenda kusebenza nchito na mene mwayatumira tiku ya mikani tiku ya zazina lanu pangwamba. Father, we thank you for this day.
Yes,
for this is the day you have made. Hallelujah. And here we are, Father. Your word has gone forth. Your word has delivered.
Yes.
Your word has broken the yoke. And in the name of Jesus,
Jesus name.
We commit our brothers and our sisters who have heard the word.
Yes.
And they are making a decision this afternoon.
Lord.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your goodness.
Hallelujah.
But at the end of this meeting,
yes, Lord,
we are coming with the buckets of fruit.
Yes, Lord.
Buckets of fruit.
Praise
Hallelujah.
Yes,
we thank you, Father, for your goodness. We thank you for your love. We thank you for using your servant. May you bless your servant. May you give him strength. May you anoint him more.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
We thank you for your goodness, Father. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your blessings. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. May you please stand up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ikaliosi la service. As Brother Mansa says, kwenda na Yesu, tizaenda na Yesu, pa baptism.
Amen.
Kwenda na Yesu.